Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes at the staff meeting. I am starting the broadcast on Periscope. Trying to turn it around so it looks at me. Whoa, I've got a big old hat on my head. There we go. Actually, it was in my face. There we go. And this is episode 275 of the staff meeting. I am going to try to get a hold of Connie. There we go. Hello, this Jefferson. How you doing? You can call me Packard.
As soon as I get my Skype running anyway. No, I don't want to update now, you silly thing, you.
I'm doing well, thank you. We'll be starting the staff meeting here in just a moment as soon as I get a hold of Connie. She's probably been waiting patiently for me for the last 20 minutes. Do call. Oh, do you? Well, thank you. Okay, internet's causing a script. Oh, well, thank you. You should come to the live show sometime. Thank you very much, this Jefferson. There we go. I think, yeah, now Skype is responding. There we go. If you like the show, go over to, and if you're on Facebook, go over to facebook.com. Sure, come to the live show. It's Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Time. At VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokesAt. Thank you for all the hearts. Hello, Connie.
Hello. Sorry, I was just out there asking my daughter if I had a message from you on the phone. So.
Oh, that's okay. My daughter was out mowing the lawn, so I kind of had to wait till she got done anyway. So.
Yeah. I get that.
Yes. I named this episode. What the hell did I name this episode? I named it...
Sorry, just plugging in my headphones, yes?
Oh, I said I named this one, the Bible says, I don't fucking care what it says. So, I've been having arguments with fundies for the last several days. So, that's always fun.
I thought the Bible says, God says, I just don't care what you fucking say.
That too. That too.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I was going to say, if you like the show and if you're on Facebook, go to facebook.com/PackardPokes and liked on the show. Hey, go ahead, ride bikes there, this Jefferson. Thank you for joining us here. I was having a little conversation with one of our viewers for a change, which was kind of cool. He's going to go ride bikes. It's that time of the year, you know. Get out there and fucking do something, people.
Me, I'm Jefferson. So was she moving on up?
That was Mr. Jefferson. He's moving on up.
He's moving on up.
He's moving on to his bicycle. So, yeah. So anyway, I've been having discussions with fundies over YouTube, and it's been glorious until they start getting sanctimonious, and I have to go, you know what? Fuck you, and block. I've blocked more people on YouTube, on Google Plus, than I have on Twitter, ever in all time. I think, you know.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. By the way, if anybody out there is hearing a hum behind me, that's my air conditioner. It's hot, and so because it's hot out here, I have it on. So once it starts cooling off, I won't have to worry about that anymore. Mother Nature will give us all the air conditioning I want and plus. So, yeah, I'll take the pizzas outside, and the squirrels will steal them and cook them on their little squirrel stoves. Anyway, this is a staff meeting for our upcoming OK Let's Talk segment. I tried to get a hold of Fish Head Salad, and he would like to join us, but I kind of asked him a little too late, so I have yet to hear back from him on that. He's got plans this weekend, so otherwise it's just going to be all three of us, which I should get a hold of Joe while I'm thinking about it. There we go. Sorry for the delay there, folks. If you were wondering where we went, I went to Aruba in that few moments, and I came back. I travel really fast. What, you don't believe me? How can you not believe my claim?
You're not even talking like a native, man.
I was only there for a sec. I was there literally less than a second, so... I just went there just to hit a bongo drum, and I came back or whatever. So, you sent me some stuff on Facebook there. Let me take a look.
Yeah, what? Three story, four.
Yeah. Like I got unattachment, unavailable. Oh well.
On which one?
I don't know. It says we came after. Meridian Frost has some excellent questions here about the recent shooting.
Oh, he just had some points about the shootings, but evidently that's only if you're friends with him.
Oh.
I wondered if it was going to show up.
I guess
because
not.
There was the shooter who was an ex-employee in Virginia who shot the newscaster and the cameraman on camera, and he had a GoPro camera on himself and filmed it while... And police showed up later today,
He
committed suicide.
Yeah, I heard about that. This morning when I was working, it was about, about 8 o'clock, just after 8 o'clock. Yeah. I had a news alert come off my thing there. Interview goes horribly wrong. Shooter kills interviewers and everything. I was like, why would... with this information now that you're giving me, why would they... interview somebody they just fired. I mean, that doesn't make a lot of sense. There's something else there, I'm sure. We're not being told. I saw the Caitlyn Jenner costume. That's horrible.
And that's not the only... I mean, I personally find it tasteless.
It's tasteless.
And there's a lot of tasteless costumes out there, but it might be a little soon to talk about that, but it was something that's... The Caitlyn Jenner thing.
Yeah, you know, there was a thing where she was in some kind of a car accident, and she might actually go to jail.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a couple weeks back.
I know that the family of the victims were definitely suing.
Yeah.
They were determined wrong in that traffic accident.
Yeah, she might go to jail for some time. I do not know for sure, but...
that doesn't seem fair or right.
If she caused somebody's death in a traffic accident, it's just as fair as it's a vehicular homicide. It's the same thing as if you went up and... Well, not quite if you did it on purpose, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, I guess I don't know. I think that without intent, it's not a... I don't think it's a prisonable offense unless you're... careless a lot of times. But.
Yeah, I think there was some carelessness going on there. I almost said he. I'm going to slap my own face here in a minute. She.
I'm still learning, too.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my pronouns straight. She apparently was distracted and did something. You know, she could have been on the phone or who knows what. So,
right.
I do not know. I did come across some stories, though.
I just had one more, though. Jeb Bush and a bunch of the other candidates are talking about anchor babies and immigration. So those were the things I saw that were trending.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Okay. I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Oh, sure. Stop talking when I'm drinking. Sure. See, that's not how this ventriloquism act is supposed to work. You're supposed to keep talking while I'm drinking.
Line of sight.
True. Well, I am on Periscope, and I'm on the web, so you can watch, see when I start taking a drink.
I could, but I don't, do I?
Oh, that's right. You don't. Well, yeah, if you did that now, you'd probably garble up all your bandwidth.
Well, I've probably found some other way to screw things up.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. We got to get you a bigger pipe out there because you get garbled easily, you know.
Yeah, we're blaming the internet for that.
You're going to blame the internet for that one.
That sounds good.
Damn rain! Anyway, this is from 3FrontProject.com. Public school district caught painting fake quotes by historical figures to promote Christianity.
Okay.
This was this happened on August 23rd. Public school in Texas probably displayed a quote from the following from Ronald Reagan, supposedly. Within the covers of the Bible are the answers for all the problems men face. However, there's two problems with that. The first being taxpayer funded schools are not supposed to promote any particular religion. Second, Ronald Reagan never actually said that. The school also displays the following quote from George Washington, which you can easily find on the internet. It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and Bible. However, like much of what you can find on the internet, that too is a fabrication. Those and other alternated or are altered. I'm trying to read this word. Altered. Or simply made up quotes on display at the school are being pointed at as some clear violations of principles of separation, church and state. Because the fake quotes openly promote Christianity on topic of ignorance and miseducation, or miscommunication, excuse me. No, I had miseducation. That's correct. Many believe that the phrase separation of church and state appears in the Constitution. It does not. The First Amendment does, however, state that Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting free exercise thereof. State would definitely mean that, you know, it's a public school, so that is state, so it still applies.
Well, as long as the state, as long as government, you know, the churches will say stay out of our churches as long as they want to be taxed or, you know, have the government look into public, you know, their Christian schools and make sure they know what they're teaching them, you know, all these other ways that churches will say stay out of our churches, but...
these religious people, they want to push religion into our schools, but what if we try pushing facts into their church? You can't do that. It's the separation of church and state. So I think for every school that gets something like this happened to them, they should go into every church in America and teach evolution. Give them one course of evolution for every misdemeanor.
We're teaching the controversy.
Right, we're teaching the controversy. And it has to be done by an atheist who knows what evolution is. They're going to be busy. They're going to
be
fucking busy.
Very fearful for them.
Yeah, they'll be very busy. Well, we may have to give them an armed guard, I guess. I don't know. I was also thinking this for the next short show, for the next Mr. Priestley, though. Instead of a Mr. Priestley, I was thinking what we could do is, for the last segment, we give Mr. Priestley the night off, for whatever reason. Say we're setting him up with something else, so I don't have to go fucking go get his ass. We're going to be bringing him in via Skype or whatever. And I was thinking what we could do. We could do like a lightning round type thing at the end of the show, and just we'll get some religious stories lined up and see how many we can get, and then have like a quick short comment on it, and then move right on to the next one. See as fast as we possibly can, and see how that flies.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, we gotta like get like five or six, and like I don't know. We'll try to get in as many as we can in. I don't know, 3 minutes. Sound good? 3 minutes.
Sure. yeah, that could actually be good.
Okay. Yep. It's just something I've been playing with in my mind for the last few weeks.
Is this something that you're springing on me then?
Yes, I'm springing on you now, as a matter of fact.
No, I just mean, are you finding new stories? Because
I could do that.
Saying it's like, you know, if you're springing it on me, then I. But if I'm finding the stories, then I might. I mean, if you want me to, we could do it that way too.
Okay, either way, we could do it. We could try both ways.
But we could see what we can do.
Sure, we could try it both ways. We could try. I'll spring one on you that you haven't researched, and I'll just read the title of it, and you tell me what you think it's about.
Oh, God.
Based on the title, what is this about? I'll have to come up with some.
Probably half-assed guess that.
Sure, I'll have to name that story. But anyway.
Falsely attributed quotes at that school point to something more important than religious versus anti-religious viewpoints. They point to the incomplete incompetence and ignorance of the teachers and administrations of public schools, and to the fact that schools seem more interested in indoctrination and brainwashing than they do conveying actual knowledge to the students. I only agree with the last half of that. They know exactly what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because church is all about bait and switch, bait and entrapment. They're all about proselytizing, whether it's out of the goodness of their heart and they think they're really saving people from hell, or it's about bringing the numbers in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's just the flying, fickle finger of fate in the eye of government.
Yeah.
But it's Texas.
You're reading that from the Free Thought Project.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I found it.
Okay.
You just described it, yeah.
Okay. I was watching Star Trek Renegades last night. They opened it up. Allowed it onto the web.
It was now, actually. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to switch gears. I'm just closing tabs here.
No.
What?
The next paragraph. To be fair, atheists and the political left have been just as eager to spread their agenda. What?
Via the
no,
education system.
We want people to be rational. We want them to be logical. If people still, you know, after that, they still want to believe, that's up to them.
Right. We would like people to teach people how to think, not what to think.
We would like that. Yes.
This person, I don't know who wrote this, but I would like to have. I'd like to have about five words.
Is this an op-ed piece?
I don't know. It must be an op-ed piece.
By
Eva Disacre or Derriere. I don't know what her name is. Desiccare. Sounds like
desiccated. Desiccated is something that's.
Yeah, it sounds like desiccare. That sounds like a soap. Anyway, that was an idea. There's this one. A Tennessee man is running for president, creates the quote-unquote Christian party, calls for union of church and state. See, that's the kind of announcement I'd like, kind of see what you'd say to something like that. maybe I should just read, and read one line from it, and then you tell me what you think. Real quick, you know, a quick thing there. Tennessee resident Daryl Trigg is running for president and creating his own party to boot, the Christian Party. His platform is as batshit crazy as you might imagine.
Which is why it will succeed.
Oh, no.
In the buckle of the Bible belt.
In the buckle of the Bible belt.
Oh.
Excuse me a moment.
I'm sorry, I thought you were suggesting it for Friday.
Sorry, I had to reach for my back scratcher. Ugh. That back scratching was brought to you by an itch. the first point of this guy's campaign is to do away the separation of church and state and make it a union of church and state instead. This means, among other things, the official religion of the United States would be Christianity. He wants to make the Bible a standard required subject in all public schools and universities for all grades. Every day of school will be started with a prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. Oh, but there's more. How can there be more? Oh, there's more. The legal minimum, the legal drinking age will be increased to 25 for any alcoholic beverage. Homosexuality will not be recognized legally in any other manner by the United States government or any state, city, or government, county government. Marriage and the family will be protected by the following. Marriage will be defined as a union of one man and one woman. The legal age for marriage will be 22. So you can't get married after you turn legal adult of 18. The couple wishing to get married must first attend Christian marriage counseling classes. This guy is a tyrant. This guy wants a theocracy. This guy is a fucking tyrant.
Are you on LGBTQ Nation?
Daily Cause. Daily Cause.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, I don't know how you can make the legal marriage age 22.
I have no idea. This guy is...
Kentucky and Tennessee get married at 14 or something,
sheep. He goes on and he goes, divorce will only be allowed in cases of abuse, infidelity, or incarceration.
I've seen this guy before.
So if the other spouse dies, does it mean you still can't get remarried because that's not on his list? She died. You can't get remarried. Why? It's not on my list.
That's secretly Mormon.
Yeah, I don't know. The penalty get this, the penalty for abuse and infidelity will include large fines and jail time. So if you cheat on your spouse, you go to jail. I'm sure a lot of spouses out there would go, yay! And then until they find out, you know, it goes for both ways, goes for both of them, because sometimes if one's cheating, the other one is probably already cheating as well. What this guy doesn't understand, what happens between two people is their own goddamn business, not his or the government's. No show or movie will be allowed on TV systems or computer systems accessible by homes that contain nudity, strong sexual content, excessive foul language, that means we're fucked, Connie, blasphemy, fuck the Bible. See, I'm going to jail now because he wants to outlaw blasphemy or any form of homosexuality. Oddly enough, Daryl Trigg and his Christian party provide some cases for abortion. Abortion will only be legal in situations where the child has a small probability of living, and the pregnancy is placing the life of the mother in extreme risk. Yeah, that's what they claim down in... Borneo or where the fuck it was, Brazil. They have the same kind of consultation rules on this, only for those reasons, and they still said no.
Yep.
Even the American Taliban candidate thinks of more life-threatening pregnancies than most current Republican candidates. Good job, GOP. Other parts of this platform include limiting the salaries of public university coaches and other random tidbits, including a call for employers to provide mandatory health insurance. Well, he's got my vote now. I'm just... All right. He's got my vote. Sorry. I'm voting Christian Party today. He had me at the health insurance. I'm sorry. I can't... I'll just have to censor everything I do now from here on out.
Well... Look how old this guy obviously is. Most of his best friends and stuff are all...
Corpses?
They're all, septuagenarians, if not older. And they all need pharmaceuticals and lots of medical care. He's talking to his base.
Yeah, yeah. Here, there's even a video there. Let me pop. I've
seen this guy before, too. I don't know if he's run for other public office or what, but I recognize that room. It hasn't changed. The Yes magazine on his desk hasn't changed. It's like
he apparently doesn't open his Bible. I guess there's a video here. Let me. Oh, it's 23 minutes long. I'll just grab a couple.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Daryl Trigg, and welcome to our website. I'm a candidate for the 2016 presidential election.
Right away, this guy has all the appeal of a parsonage snip. I'm just saying. Hello. I'm a candidate for the President of the United States. Where's the excitement, dude?
I'm a bowl of mashed potatoes.
Hey, mashed potatoes are delicious. This guy is nowhere near that. This guy is.
Potatoes are exotic compared to this guy, right?
Exotic, yes. This guy is amazing. Just from what he's talking, says it's just fucking amazing.
One of my attorneys recently asked me, "Why am I doing this?" I explained to him that it was God's calling for me.
It was God's calling for him. That's why. Why is God's calling? Whatever, dude.
I swear God is the biggest punked person. He's like, "What? Watch this. I'm gonna tell him he should watch." God was real.
We could make a little, you know, we could do a little political on this. Because, you know, all these fucking retards, they say, well, God called me. Who told you should run for president? God, I had a discussion. God told me I should run for president because he said I was going to be president. God telling all of you to be president? Do we need...
This older couple in bed, yeah.
Do we need 12... 15, 17 presidents. I thought, you know, the higher up you go, the fewer it gets, not the more it gets.
Meanwhile, God's up there with, you know, the baby angel. He says, okay, give me the next name on the list.
Yeah.
He's drunk calling him at 2 a.m.
He's drunk calling him.
Hey, you should run for president.
Oh, Joe can't join us.
Oh, yes, yes.
What? Joe can't join us. I would love to, but I'm going somewhere that night with my wife. Oh, crap.
Aw. Sweet.
Yeah, but that... Oh, yeah. We can't have a talk segment for just two people.
We're just screwed.
We are so fucking screwed.
Well.
This is not good.
This is my nightmare.
This your nightmare.
Alice Cooper. Yeah, Alice Cooper. Welcome to my nightmare.
Welcome to my nightmare. Holy fuck.
Hour of dead air. No. It wouldn't be dead, but. I'm going to suggest something. I don't know how comfortable you are because I don't remember how good it went for connection with him, but what about Chris?
Chris, who?
My daughter's boyfriend.
Oh,
Chris.
Yeah, he. Yeah, I suppose if he wants to.
I
have to have a picture for him, though. I have to have some kind of picture for him, or a graphic, okay, or icon, or something. I needed something ahead, a Twitter name or something like that to attach to him.
Quick, okay, Twitter. Actually, he has a name in the chat room.
Okay.
IOC Dragon or something like that.
Oh, IOC Dragon.
I will ask him if he'd like to, if he can, but I don't know what his connection's like, because it would be via Skype.
Okay.
And, but I can do that, not right this second.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's on Facebook.
The guy that did that killing.
Yes.
It says here, he goes to say Jehovah told him to commit to two murders and references the Virginia Tech killer, calling him his boy, excerpt from the article. Wow. Oh, man.
I saw another thing. I guess he was upset about something that happened in Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You know what? Let me see if I can get a hold. You know what? Let me see if I can get a hold of Glenn. He just recently just messaged somebody. So let me see if I can.
Okay. Good idea.
I just gotta figure out how to do this here. I can never figure out how to do this properly here. No, I don't want to share the page. I just want to.
My son Alex has said before that if we ever needed somebody, he didn't know if he'd be interested in having him on and all, but he expressed interest. He's learning how to voice opinions and stuff. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I just thought I'd mention that. I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay, well, maybe. Has he ever...
No. Well, he's done live hangouts and things with friends and stuff, but no. I think it'd be more a matter of learning what he thinks it would involve.
Okay. Has he come to the show yet, or?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
He's off doing other stuff.
Oh. I'm just trying to figure out. There we go. There we go. All right.
Somebody who has done things.
Ah, here we go. I got it. All right. Okay. Sending it out to Glenn. Trying to, anyway. There, sent. I'll try Bob again. Apparently. It'd be great if we could get Bob Smirfak on here, too. This is why I usually set this shit up like weeks in advance. So, I lost Connie. Call dropped. Fell right on the floor, apparently.
Hello.
The call fell on the floor.
I'm sorry?
The call fell on the floor. Skype fell on the floor, dropped.
Yeah. Yeah, it totally did. I even looked down. My computer had lost some connectivity to the internet.
Ah.
I don't know. It did that earlier. Everybody else was fine. My computer dropped. So.
They're out to get you, Connie. That's what it is.
I swear I think it is. It might be true. Do you actually have the Tennessee story? Wait, no, the Texas story about the fake quotes is the first topic.
One second. I might have it here. One second here. I was trying to type what I was gonna say. I was talking to you, but you fell away and I was trying to type and think at the same time, and I have a hard enough time to tie my shoes and chew bubblegum, so.
Oh, no, it's fine. You're typing to Glenn. You're typing to Glenn, so.
But we should keep talking, otherwise we're just going to have dead air here.
So the Tennessee guy is running on a Church Plus State
yes.
platform. You know, it's interesting. Like, I'm actually quite serious. I think the reason he mentions insurance and medical system being overhauled, it's just employers will be required to provide insurance for employees. And, I'm like, well, that's because of your constituency, who your market of your people that you're related, you know, your age group, that demographic is needing more of that. And it's sad because we'll never know exactly what Obamacare was supposed to be, because it got dismantled in the first 6 years it was being stymied in the House and the Senate. And this is a joke. It's not to this guy. I'm sure this guy thinks, I'm actually, Daryl Trigg thinks I'm actually a candidate. But no. But he's, I have to say, he's not as offensive as Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, of course, he's not going to be offensive to Donald Trump because he's a parsonage snip, or a parsley snip, or whatever. So.
Yeah. God, it just, what's now? I heard something I heard something today that was actually kind of scary, because the GOP is such a clown car. It's like they're dying.
Mm-hmm.
And what's really frightening is whether or not the Libertarian Party could take over.
Yeah.
In that spot. Because, you know, nature hates the vacuum. And they're sitting there. And if there's anything that's even worse than that, it's this Ayn Rand libertarian take care of your own shit unless I can have your shit kind of stance that they have. I can't stand it.
Here's an idea for a show topic. Right wing pushing religion into the presidency, or how crazy will the presidency clown train get? Something along those lines. I got it in my head. I just can't seem to get it out. It's like rattling around. It keeps hitting the bang. It keeps hitting the wrong bumper in my brain.
Well, that's because it is bumper cars. It is.
Yeah.
It is just. No. It's like talking about anchor babies. You have candidates who are themselves anchor babies saying, don't do this. You have candidates who are themselves people of color trying to campaign against people of color. You have people who just. It's just weird. It's like, what are you smoking? Because
right.
It's probably illegal unless you live in Washington or Colorado, and I think one other state now. It's illegal what you're doing.
Right.
And what's scary is that. What's even scarier is Hillary really has some real problems.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, for me, she kind of does, but I'll tell you what, if it come down to Hillary or somebody else on election day, I'll vote for Hillary.
Mm.
It's just that she's not necessarily my most ideal candidate.
Right.
Elizabeth Warren isn't running, and, you know, Bernie Sanders, yes, I'd vote for him. I'd love to see him win, but I want to vote for the most viable candidate, too, because if you get somebody else up there against Bernie Sanders and he's not, like, electric enough, it's petty and it's stupid. I don't want anybody on the GOP side to even have set a toe inside the White House. I'm very nervous about that. I think that actually that's partly, well, maybe not so much. That's partly what the big roller coaster in the stock market the last couple of days has been, because it's not just about America. It's also about other places. We have China, you know.
Yeah.
Their stock going crazy. We have Greece that basically just declared bankruptcy. We have North Korea. It's like once a year they posture and they pretend like they're going to attack everybody. And
yeah. Just real quick, I was just looking for something, you know, we could build on here, try to put this together. There was this little video. It's thanks to 3D printing, prosthetics can now be built faster and cheaper than ever before. There's full motion of the prosthetic, you know, with the fingers and everything, costs
yes.
right around $3,000.
That's really amazing.
That's that by comparison to some of those other shit out there. This is cheap, and
yeah,
if it's got the fingers that move and everything too, that's cool.
That is so neat.
Mm-hmm.
I just what it's funny because my husband actually was, well, he was born with a cleft palate, and so the plates in his mouth, his roof of his mouth, actually don't meet. And as time goes by, you know, the dentist has been telling him. He said, "Well, you're gonna eventually you could lose that bone, or it could even something even worse, right? You know, and I looked at my husband. I said, "With what everything they can do with, you know, these new technologies of printing limbs and things like that, I said it'd be amazing if they could." Do something like that, like replace the cartilage or the whatever the bone is in, you know, in the roof of a person's mouth like that, because it's, you know, I just sat there and thought, why can't they fix this? They should be able to fix this.
It's coming.
I've been racking my brain thinking about all of the different advances they've been making. You know, we when we cover tech every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got something here for you. The mayor of Mississippi, Tony Yarbell, they made this guy a mayor. Just saying. Yes, I believe we can pray potholes away. Moses prayed and the sea opened up.
So his answer to potholes is flooding everybody.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, that's part of it. Well, I don't know. You know, they voted Jindal in. I guess it makes sense.
Oh, cool. A fire pit that looks like Darth Vader's helmet.
I shared that with some of my sons and my daughters.
That's fucking awesome.
Isn't that?
Yeah.
I just wish that the video had the Star Wars music or the breathing sound.
Yeah.
Going to it. Splice it in, you know.
Not like this one here. It says, Tea Party meeting tonight. Rally to vote out Obama in 2016. I guess it's going to work. I'm willing to bet you 100% it's going to work in 2016 that Tea Party's going to vote Obama out.
Well,
that's because he's not rerunning.
What is it? The 16th? They're all worried he's going to abolish the whatever amendment it was. 16th Amendment. Where presidents are limited to two terms or something. He's going to get rid of it. I'm going, you watched Demolition Man one too many times. that's no foreigner can be president. The Schwarzenegger Amendment.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They wanted to make an exception so Schwarzenegger could run for president, but now they're saying no anchor babies. So if they can't have anchor babies, he can't have any foreigners. So.
Hello?
Yes. Connie, can you hear me? Oh, we lost connection. I lost connection with Connie again. Oh, she's having all kinds of connection problems tonight. I'm going to disconnect and try reconnecting. Good thing this isn't like a real show or anything. Oh, well, we can't seem to reconnect to Connie here. One of these days, we're having one of those nights. Mike Huckabee, God's blessing will make me president to stop the the atheist secular theocracy. Those words are mutually exclusive. It's secular and theocracy. Not the same thing. Not the same thing. Theocracy means you have a belief system. Secular is not a belief system. Secular means you're trying to, you know, stay away from that kind of stuff.
Sorry.
That's okay. Your connection dropped again. I heard hello, and then...
I know it did.
Yeah. I was just...
I'm sorry to do this, but can I just get a quick break here? Because I'm going to go out in the other room, and I'm going to see who all has what going.
Oh, sure, sure.
Right back.
Sure. Mike Huckabee. He thinks God is going to bless him with a presidency. If his God were real and wanted him to have the presidency... He would have had it by now. In fact, he'd probably be in his second term. Of course, knowing this twat face, he would probably say, God wants me to stay on forever until I die. This guy is fucking nutballs. There's some here's some lines from Facebook just to fill up some airtime here. We prayed when they beat us. We prayed when they raped us. We prayed when they hung us. They prayed when they killed us. Maybe nothing saves us because we're praying to the deity that they gave us. That could be. That's an interesting concept.
What are you reading?
Reading something from Facebook here. It says, we prayed when they beat us. We prayed when they raped us. We prayed when they hung us. We prayed when they killed us. Maybe nothing saved us because we're praying to the deity they gave us. Anyway, I was commenting on Dickface here, Mike Huckabee, because he was thinking, this is what he says, God's blessing will make me president to stop the atheist, secular, theocracy. Three words that don't belong, two of the words belong kind of together, atheist and secular, you know, atheist, secular, but theocracy does not belong there.
Well, I guess I just didn't really realize until just the other day, looking up about Huckabee, he was a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why? Wait.
And the only reason why he became governor is because he exposed something of the governor, and that governor was only in there for like a hot minute, maybe about a month, and then he was gone. And then he was like the secondary for in the governorship, whatever that is, lieutenant governor. He was a lieutenant governor. He became the governor because he basically ratted him out or whatever and got rid of him so he could become governor. That's fucking weaselly, don't you think?
Well, it's weaselly, and yet back in the 80s, even the late 70s, Pat Robertson was saying that we need to have more Christians involved in government, and that's when Liberty University isn't his university, but it was one of the outgrowths of that, and mm-hmm. Pat Robertson had some kind of a law college that he started, and they started to become very political, and I just kind of get the impression that if I were to dig just a little bit, I'd find that, you know, Huckabee's one of these
mm-hmm.
Robertsonites, you know, which is just so common citizens should be able to run, you know, no matter what your beliefs, I guess, or lack of belief.
Right.
But no, these people are taking it to the forefront, and they want it to be the politic. They want it to be married with it, and that's just so fucking wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's I mean, our, you know, and the way that they try to rewrite our history, I mean, I'm sure we had a few founding fathers who were more, deep in their religious beliefs than some of the theistic ones or the, you know, maybe even atheist ones, but they knew that they didn't want church and religion to be married at all, because the Church of England told them exactly whether or not they could believe how they wanted to believe in God, and the politics, it was all, you know, you look at the Catholic Church and how it ran things, it's not good. So that's how our country was found. That's part of the reason how it was founded and why it was founded, and it's part of the reason why we're such cowboys, I think, you know. We just don't want anybody to tell us what to think, but no, it's scary. It's really scary. I think this is how Hitler started.
Yeah, well, the Republican Party is basically they're basically tyrants. They want to be tyrants. They want everybody to follow under whatever rules they decide to set down, no matter how fucking crazy it is.
Their god is a tyrant.
Mm-hmm.
So
agreed.
Why should they be anything else, I guess?
Yep.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Anyway.
Anyway.
Adam and Eve joke.
Yeah. I'm still looking for something we could add in for the... hey, look at this. Another end of the world thing.
Where?
I found this on... I'm looking at this on Facebook. I'll share it right now. I just liked it, and I'm going to share it. It's going to go to public. It's going out right... now it's going to my timeline. By the way, I had to. They wouldn't let me keep my Packard Sonic name, so they made me change it to a real name, quote unquote. So I changed it to John Smith, something like that. I don't know what the fuck is my name.
Yeah,
it's John Smith, I guess. But that's not my real name, folks. That is not my real name. That is nowhere near my real name. I don't even think I even have those letters in my real name. They're in the alphabet. They are in the alphabet. I didn't make up my own alphabet or anything like that. My name is in the alphabet. The letters that are in John Smith are nowhere near my real name. As far as that
everybody,
goes,
everybody, you just can eliminate all of those letters.
Yep, just eliminate all those letters. Just eliminate those ones right out now. So that leaves you, I don't know, with at least another 20 letters to work with, 20, 18 letters to work with. Anyway, I can't do a math. Anyway, I start.
October 7th, that's my son's birthday.
Well, I guess you better give him a real nice gift because the world's going to come to an end.
A really big party then.
Yes.
Come to the end of the world party.
This is by E-Bible Fellowship, and they're on Juno.
Oh, they must be very silver-haired people then.
They're very, who's on Juno anymore? I mean, really, who's on fucking Juno?
My husband still has an account, but only because he forgot his email and password and everything to get for his email, and he can't figure out how to get it.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Oh,
I've got a. Maybe or
Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania.
I have got to go check out this address. This is
I didn't
just
know that the Amish had internet.
I've got to check out this address. Let's see this.
Good
this
for
is
you. I was gonna say I'm curious now. October 7th.
Let's
I'm gonna
see
share
here.
This with my son. Say, hey, guess what's happening on my birthday?
Happy! The world's coming to an end. Happy birthday, son. They've got like three email addresses, three website addresses here. I'm trying the shortest one because it's just like, and it's not even connecting. Oh wait, there it goes. Finally. Oh my God. The E-Bible Fellowship Devotional. Wow. A strong likelihood. They're not saying, yeah, this is going to happen. It's going to happen today. It's going to happen on this day. It might happen. It might not. It's 50-50. Yeah. God might decide to, you know, go, have a schmear, and I'll see you on the next doomsday, you know. No more, apparently.
Meanwhile, they've got a bookie in the other back room laying bets. Okay, this is what's really happening.
Oh, apparently there's no more salvation either. Even if we decided to convert to Christianity right now, there's no more salvation. According to them, on May 21st, 2011... God stops saving people. He stops saving them.
This sounds like, is it Jehovah's Witness? Which one?
I don't know what these are. I have no idea what these are.
Number of people. Oh God.
I have no idea. Oh my God! And they have an app for the iPhone and for Androids. I am not putting that on my equipment. I do not care. I am not putting it on my equipment.
On this site, you will find many hours of teachings on the Bible, which you
oh
can
my God!
Online.
This site is amazeballs.
Wow, the Bible is our authority.
Wow, this
respect
is
my authority.
The Bible does not need your endorsement. Oh, good, we can just throw it in the garbage. It doesn't need my help. Doesn't need my endorsement. Yeah.
Behold, I will create new heavens and a new earth. Because I took such good shitty care of the first one. This time I'm going to get it right, I swears.
The Jews are apparently recognizing that Jesus was declaring himself to be a god. Wow, all the I don't know that many Jews, but I'm pretty certain that they're pretty set on that Jesus was not God. Just saying, they still don't believe in the New Testament. They still believe in the old garbage, but you know. Connie, are you wearing blinders over your eyes? No, I myself, I just got glasses on. I can see right through them. It's, you know, it's like how glass works. You can
usually
see right through.
I just got new glasses, actually. They're really awesome.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I got Ray-Bans, actually.
All right. God, this...
By the way, the eyes that God gave me that are failing. Thank you, God.
Oh, my. Yeah, thanks, God, for giving us eyes that are failing. Oh, this is hell is not a place, but a condition, like a skin rash.
After a billion years of burning, yeah, I bet there'd be a rash.
I'm having a little rash. Maybe it's a little hell, you know, got an itch here and there. Eh.
Get down to hell, and they've got these monster screens, like at some bar somewhere. They have a rash.
I got a little
burning.
Do you have...
We have an ointment for that. It's called fuck. God.
Are you experiencing itching? Soreness? You have maybe have a condition called hell.
Do you have that not so fresh feeling down here?
We should totally make up a fake commercial.
Everybody
for
it. Does, yeah, exactly.
We should make up a totally fucking funny commercial just for this.
You know, that'd be fun actually.
That we should probably do that.
Commercials just totally to break up any monotony. It shouldn't all be about, you know, selling or something, I suppose.
Yeah, but we still needed to redo those commercials anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
This is, you know, we could talk. Do you want to talk about these? Well, we did have an end days prophecy thing. Remember, I got all dressed up in a hat and coat and everything like that.
When?
Remember they said
I guess it must have been before me.
Yeah, it was
seen all of the shows.
Yeah, it was a while back. We had a that was when there was supposedly right in December, I think it was, or November, mm-hmm. or whatever the last one was supposed to be, and we were having a show on that night, the night that the world was supposed to come to an end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm sorry I missed that one because I should have looked that one up. I think that's so fun.
Yeah, I was wearing a tie and everything. So.
Well, you're ready to meet your maker.
My I can't. My mother's dead.
Yeah, I've been actually looking forward to possibly a Revelations kind of a show. Oh, well, okay, I'm going to suggest that I just wrote that down, but I'm going to suggest the movie review.
Okay.
I
have not watched the movie yet. I was going to watch it with my daughter, and she's like, "If you turn it on, I'm walking out of the room."
Well, I suggest it because I did watch it. I could watch it again. We can't. I guess I question whether we could actually play it in the background and just comment, you know, as it rolls by without the sound on. Because I think that we'd wind up with the DMCA. On
yeah.
It.
Well, it might just with the graphics. So we could do. We could talk a little bit over top of it. I was thinking we could do that like as an extra. And then just do a couple clips on the show, and then
All right.
And then just do the whole thing as an audio podcast. Anyway, right. there's some comments here. I like this one. It says it's the end. The end is close. Come on, girls, take your clothes off. I've got to remember that pickup line. Have you heard the end of the world is coming? Time to get naked. Your last chance.
An end of the world. Actually, that's not bad because if you want to talk about all the different predictions, all the different permutations of it, because you have pre, post, mid, trib. Pre, mid, post. That was more in order of how popular they are. And you have all the movies about it and just this obsession in this death cult with, you know, death and rebirth.
Right.
And, is there, I mean, this is the first time I've seen this, although, like I said, I've been kind of out of the loop. So evidently there's another prediction for October 7th. I wonder if that's like a Rosh Hashanah link or something. I used to just almost eat and breathe this kind of stuff.
Mm.
God. Dead air.
Oh,
okay.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm still looking through the things here, trying to find something. But I thought I like that idea. We could do another end times thing. You know, kind of cut it off at the knees. Type thing.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think it's just a. I really don't know if it's just a Christian phenomenon either. Is this something that's always been around? You know.
What's that?
It's an interesting question. Well, just the idea that. An apocalypse is coming, whether it's biblical or not.
Oh.
As a lot of science fiction writing has it in that, and I'm just questioning where does it come from.
Well, the world coming to an end thing is probably based on the crap that comes from, you know, religion. You know, the world is going to end someday at some point or by whatever means. And, you know, science fiction writers just kind of like go, hey, you know, we could make a money on that. So
yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying too. Is Anyway, I find that kind of interesting in a more. I guess it's more of a philosophical vein. I say that just half-assed because I took philosophy 101, and that's all I ever took. But is it kind of inherent? Maybe it's inherent in man, and maybe it's partly because we are aware of our own mortality, but
yeah.
Are animals aware of their own mortality? I find that interesting too. Sorry. Anyway, this isn't finding a subject.
No.
Although that would be one, and then honestly, the GOP clown car and talking about the election is kind of a scary. Thing, just all of the crap. I can't believe these are viable candidates.
Yes.
I can't believe this because that's the other thing is as you're looking at some of these candidates, what was it? Oh, I know what it was. Not to talk about it too much ahead of time, but just because we're still trying to figure out what we're doing.
Right.
Donald Trump, it's not just Donald Trump, although he probably said this about Michelle Obama, calling her a very unclassy first lady. There's been criticism of her as being not very classy. You look at Trump's wife, and she's actually posed for Playboy.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw some of the pictures.
I don't want to be judgmental about nudity or anything, but I'm like, wait a minute. Look at this. There's no frat pictures of Michelle Obama. There's no... You know, what's your morality? What are you basing this on? Because if it's just, it's like, wait, no. You know, it should be, and I think it's more like, that should be a non-issue.
Yeah.
Because Michelle Obama is not running the country.
Right.
Obama is, you know, Barack is, and so it might have something to say about him. His judgment or his personal preferences or something like that, but I don't know. On what merit should a president be elected?
Yeah.
Is it just about what's best for his demographic, or is it about what's best for the country? Because in the end, that's who they're responsible for. One party might elect them, but everybody has to sit under him. He hasn't, and the best candidates will have the entire country's best interest at heart, and would rise above that. That's what I want, is a candidate who has a certain, when people, and that's what I think Democrats were upset with Obama about. They felt like he wasn't hard enough, but he was trying to reach across party lines, because he recognized that while one party had elected him, he was still the leader for an entire country,
mm-hmm.
and part of them didn't elect him, and that's what I think makes him a great president. And I just probably wasted all of my talking points, you know, on that. But that's what's exciting about this topic is, and I would just fucking hate Trump.
Yeah, Yeah, Trump is a joke.
Well, and he's the most viable candidate right now. That's what blows me away. I'm like, does the middle of America think that this is a reality TV show or something?
I have no idea.
Watch that. You know what?
Holy shit! Oh my god. Okay, you've heard of Josh Feuerstein, right? First time, mm-hmm. Feuerstein, whatever his name is.
Oh, he looks like Kevin James from King of Queens, but he's crappier.
Yeah, this guy is way crappier. Anyway, yes. he says that he's teaching my kids to use gender neutral guns or toys, guns.
Oh, Target.
Yeah.
Actually, not about guns, but Target. They aren't labeling boy and girl bedding, boy and girl toys anymore. Gender neutral. Oh! Now, I kind of like that.
They like the gender neutral thing there?
Yeah.
How everybody's going. I don't know if we can take a whole hour on that, though. That's the only problem.
Yeah, no, you're probably right. If we had more people, it might be, but...
I'm still waiting to hear back from people. I don't know if I can...
Well, the other way you could stretch this out was if we included that stupid costume of Caitlyn Jenner and how, you know, gender is still... Why does gender matter?
Interesting.
In general, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to open it up. I haven't watched this video by Josh. But it's... I love the subject because I've been saying for a while in meetings and elsewhere is that... If we would stop bringing babies home in pink and blue blankets,
mm-hmm.
basic, you know, it's a small thing, but just the idea that if we could just not assign that being a boy is this, and being a girl is this, and if we really understood sexuality and our own bodies, our own feelings, we wouldn't tell our children who they should be. They should be allowed to figure out who they are, you know, and I'm not talking about rape or anything. I'm just saying that people should be able to figure this out for themselves.
Right.
And I think in the end, we'd find that a lot more human beings are more neutral. They're more bi or maybe fluid throughout their lives. And we'd find out exactly who was strongly heterosexual and who's strongly homosexual and who, you know, there's the portion of the society that they feel like they were born with the wrong gender, which... is a possibility
mm-hmm.
for who knows what reason. Because we don't understand it because we assume that it has to be boy-girl. It has to be this, you know, bilateral demographic. And so scientists, you know, aren't approaching... There's a lot of people who aren't approaching this question with the openness that's necessary to ask the question and to explore it. And there's not enough people out there who've been able to experience their own... gender.
Mm-hmm. I not to change the subject here, but I just saw that I was just rolling my eyes at this picture here. It says you can't run through a campground. You can only ran because it's past tense. T-E-N-T, past tense. You can only ran, not run. You can't run through a campground because it's only past tense. You know, past tense.
Fuck you.
Hey, I didn't come up with this joke. It was fucking. It's fucking stupid. So I'm like, that's why I was rolling my eyes at it.
Evidently, that tells me that we shouldn't have that this subject. So. Anyway.
No, I'm sorry. I was listening to you, but I was scanning the Facebook for some more topics here.
I know. I know. Anyway.
anyway, I like the well, you haven't had an end of the world thing in a while, and
no.
It's
I'm intrigued by the fact that there's a new prediction because, hey, I don't follow this crap anymore.
Mm-hmm.
except for listening to Coast last night, trying to fall asleep and get a song out of my head.
Oh.
So I could laugh, not Coast to Coast, Coast to Coast, the radio show. And they were talking about how they think there's going to be another stock market crash and another huge depression like in the 30s.
Yeah.
It was wonderful stuff to fall asleep to. But it's like, oh, thank you so much for that nightmare.
Because there's a lot, there's already a lot of past ones we could reference,
right,
as well.
Well, and I think, yeah, no, I think that's a really good idea. I know that we're already really deep in this meeting, and
yeah,
it's something that could be fun to talk about.
Sure. Now you got to come up with a title.
Fuck you, Packer. I want my GOP clown car. How's that? Oh, goodness.
Oh, I like this one. This is completely off the rails here. It says, you're not pro-life. If you'd force rape victims to carry the term, you're pro-rape.
Oh, that's beautiful. That poor little girl in Paraguay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, title.
Title time.
End of the world as we know it's probably overdone. That's the first thing that comes to mind when I see that.
Because I think that when we did the we did the title for the last one when we did this, it was like, it's the end of the world again. So with a question mark on there.
Okay, rapture me, God. Rapture me all the way. Sorry. All right. That's my first title suggestion.
Okay. I'm trying to think here. I'm going through the... I've got... Wow.
I keep thinking of... Scotty beamed me last night. And it was wonderful from Spaceballs. And so God raptured me twice last night. It was wonderful. Okay, I'll write that down. All right.
Let's see here.
Rapture Windows 10.
I like the version thing there. Rapture version 10. Well, actually, it's probably
with update.
Buggier than before. It may not work. It may not work. It may work. It may not work. Let's see how many. You know, I'm wondering how many versions of the Rapture have there been, actually?
That's true. I like that. I like basing this off of like Windows updates or something like that. Rapture patch or whatever it would be to fix it.
Ah, here we go. Wikipedia, to the rescue. A list of dates predicted for the apocalypse. Oh, we got quite a few. There's a number of them here. Let's see if the latest one is on here.
If it's... Oh, gosh. If actually, that would be should be in the Dropbox.
Yeah, well, I just pulled it up now. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Predictions for the futures. 2014 through April 2015. April 2014 through September 2015. Mark Biltz in 28 and John Hay claimed that the four blood moons in 2014 and 15 may represent prophecies allegedly given in the Bible related to the second coming of Jesus Christ. September 2015, Rabbi Chaim Kavinsky claims the arrival of the new Jewish Messiah is imminent. Oh, here it is. The E-Bible Fellowship, October 7th, is Chris McCann. He should be in the can. He should be in the can. And I don't mean
him.
Yeah, it's just can him. And I don't mean I don't mean the bathroom. I mean he should be in jail. Is a predict the possible destruction of the universe. Oh, it's not just the planet. He's thinking bigger. He's thinking much bigger.
You should definitely open with that one.
Yes, definitely bigger.
There's been an update. God says, okay, screw it. It's not just Earth. It's the universe.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He predicted possible destruction of the entire universe on this date, which is 1,600 days later after Harold Camping's date of 2011, May 21st. So he's building off of Camping's work. This guy is another fucking scam artist. Gene Dixon.
He wants his money back.
Yeah, he wants his money back. Gene Dixon, I think she's dead now, claimed would be the right word there, that Armageddon would take place in 2020 and Jesus would return to defeat the unholy trinity of the Antichrist, Satan, and the false prophets. Between 2020 and 2037, Dixon previously predicted the world would end on February 4th, 1962.
Gene Dixon was just, using her psychic abilities to watch a future episode of Supernatural.
That's about it.
She was watching TV.
She's watching too much TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to set this out here a little bit. In 2280... I'll be dead. I don't care. According to Roshka Kafka's research on the Quran code, the world will end in this year. Oh, okay. Well, he's not going to be around to anybody's state. Yeah, he was wrong. Just his followers will be. Okay. Now, this one here is by James Casting, and this one is 500,000 years from now. According to the scientists, the level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere will drop dramatically, making Earth uninhabitable. Okay. That seems more plausible. 5 billion years from now, our sun's current phase of development, after which it will swell into a red giant swallowing the Earth or completely scorching, at least completely scorching it, will widely accepted by scientific community that the Earth will be destroyed around this time. However, as the sun grows gradually hotter over millions of years, the Earth may become too hot for life in only a billion years from now. Oh, shit. Connie, do you have sunscreen? Because I'm going to be out in about a billion years.
Oh, my God.
10 to the 100th power, various scientists, the heat death of the universe is suggested the ultimate fate of the universe, which has diminished to a state of no thermodynamic free energy and therefore can no longer sustain motion or life. So that would be the heat death of the universe. So,
wow.
Of course, going back about three of those in the year, I can't even count this year. It's, let's see here. I'm just gonna say the number 11120. This guy, no one's gonna remember this one. Figures that the doomsday argument that the last humans will be born within the last 9,120 years. Okay, whatever, dude.
This is crazy. This is just wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
This is got to, I should just count these out. These are just the ones that have passed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Ah, crap. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to be counting all goddamn day. There's this page is literally fucking...
I think it's ingrained in our DNA.
This is, I don't know, 100? How many are there? God damn it, I don't even know.
Well, I know the modern apocalyptic rapture teaching began just before the end of the 17th. Is it? Wait. Ah, I hate this. 19th century, late 1800s, is where, you know, the modern evangelical movement actually started. And it's just, it's not that it hasn't existed before, but at least all the more modern teachings, taking the books of Daniel and stuff and trying to make it apply to future times, and the book of Revelation, tying it in with that. It's...
Oh, here's one that wasn't even on there. I'm looking at the Rational Wiki, predictions of the end of the world in the year 2000, Y2K, collapse of civilization. Christian preachers in Papua New Guinea that predicted the end. Predicted the end there. Oh my God, really? George W. Bush in 2003 claimed that Operation Iraqi Freedom was necessary to thwart Gog and Magog, the Bible satanic agents of the apocalypse. Plan no longer in progress.
Excuse me. Well, you know, again, if we were that, I should add that if we ever talk about the GOP clown car.
We could probably mention that, throw the clown car in there.
That and all the quotes from Reagan and whatnot.
This is a better one. This one just doesn't have like all spread out. I mean, it's a little easier to deal with.
Right. Well, it's. I realize, and again, I realize that different religions and things talk about the end of the world. I mean, even, you know, we talk about Thor and Odin.
Right.
And they talk about an apocalypse. And so in some sense, you know, we as human beings realize that life is finite.
Mm-hmm.
We can, you know, and especially the more we know about nature, we see that, you know, species end. And things change. So, you know, depending upon how broad our knowledge is of the universe and things, we know we're finite.
Oh, here's a title suggestion. The Second Coming That Never Came and Never Will. How about that? Is that... What do you think about that? The Second Coming That Never Came and Never Will.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
I like that one. I have not typed anything out, so you're gonna have to drop that in the Dropbox, otherwise I'm gonna fucking forget it.
I'm writing things down because my process is.
Oh, just, sure.
I write it down here. I can't help it. I want to make this something sexual. Never came. Is she satisfied? What about her needs?
What about her needs?
Sorry.
You think you got something better? You usually come up with some really good ones. I'm starting up my text program here. Connie? I lost contact with Connie again. The connection is just dropping all over the place tonight. This is not a good sign. It is the end of the world, except that it's not. But it is the end of the connection for a little while. I'm just going to disconnect and reconnect. What the hell? Now I'm getting an error saying out of system resources. What the fuck is that? Okay, well, let me, I guess I have to try to connect to her on the other computer here because this computer has decided to fuck itself. Yep, this computer's fried. Okay, I do apologize for the problems tonight. There's just no... Trying to get to you, Connie, so I can find you. There you are. Oh, no, can't reach her. There's still no answer. For those complaining that you can't hear Connie, she's not here at the moment because Skype dropped. And I had to move the thing here. There, put my little hat back on there.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. I had to restart the other computer because it said Skype out of resources. So
okay.
It wasn't that one. I don't think that one was your fault.
All right. So...
That's okay. I was going to say, did you come up with something better? I can't remember what the hell I said. I said something about...
The second coming that never came and never will.
Yeah, the second coming that never came and never will. Oh, yeah, I like that
one. That's fine.
You want to do that?
That's good, yeah.
Okay. You know what? Lee Lemon looks like she's online. I could always ask her if she's available. Hang on a minute.
Okay, sure.
I haven't heard back from anybody else.
Okay.
Says she's online, so I'll try it, you know. Try shooting her a message. Maybe she is, maybe she's not. I do not know. I was thinking about asking Paul Torville, but he is quite literally doing something else.
Oh, yeah, that's so exciting for him, though. That's...
Yes.
So neat. That's actually an interesting play. I've seen it. I've never seen a live version of The Crucible, but I mean, I'm familiar with it on other medium.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's really neat that he's doing that. And I love that he's taking his show and breaking it up in littler pieces and, you know, just, you know, instead of maybe overproducing, been trying to encourage him, hey, guess what? You know, if you just want to do a shorter show and just have it be you reading some news and stuff.
Right.
That would be really great way to do it. You know? Yeah.
I think he saw what we were doing and goes, you know what? I think I'm gonna do it like Wade Packard is doing it.
Yeah, I think
Maybe, you know, because she got back to me right away. Hang on. Oops. Yeah, I can type. Let's see here. You know, even if it would just be you and Lee and I, we're still, you know, we're still doing pretty good. At least we'll have three people on then.
Yeah, I just think that if it was just you and I, we're probably looking at, you know, we might max out at 45 minutes. Although it's a good subject. It's mm-hmm. a really rich subject. So.
Since I haven't heard back from anybody else, if I do hear back from somebody else, we'll just add them into the conversation as well. You have four. Five would be a little more difficult. I don't think I could do five. Five would be make my computer explode. Very rare that I actually see her online or I can actually speak to her. You know, our nights have been getting pretty cold out here. It's been like in the 50s, high 50s. Maybe.
Really?
Yeah. I saw a fit, or something maybe low 50s. I saw like 53 or 51 this morning. And here it is right now. It's 73 degrees right now.
You know, this morning it was really, really cool in here. We've had last like four or five mornings, we have a lot of fog cover. But at night, it's warm. And mm-hmm. so we're leaving windows open and stuff like that. And, yeah, the inversion is really drastic.
Yeah.
For us. Although, Eastern Washington, they're on fire. It's disgusting and awful for them.
Yeah. You know, there was this... when I used to drive school bus
mm-hmm.
numbers of years ago. And they had just put up this new Culliver's restaurant. You probably don't know what Culliver's is. It's a... homegrown chain, as it were.
Oh, okay.
And they're pretty good food. Okay, it'll be at 11 a.m. Saturday. Okay.
All for her?
Yeah.
If the time changes on this for her, is that good for her?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Is that going to be okay for her? She's okay. Typing. She's checking right now.
Okay, because... I can be flexible on this.
Okay, she said she'll be visiting people. I'll have to check with them. Okay. Anyway, the thing is, like I said, I used to drive school bus. And they, like I said, they just built this Culliver's. And, 1 second. Anyway, as I was saying, I keep interrupting myself. They had just built this gigantic sign with a temperature display in it, right? But somebody didn't fucking program it right. If there was more than a 20-degree temperature change, the thing would fucking lock up or freeze up or whatever. It was fucking hilarious. It would be like in the wintertime, we had like negative 20 at night, and then during the day it would come up to above like 20 above. So there was that's a 40-degree temperature difference, and it would just like it would just like shut down or some shit. I don't remember exactly what it did, but I just knew it kept fucking up. It wouldn't display the proper temperature. It was just fucking hilarious. It took them a good 6 months before they fucking got it realized it or got it fixed. I don't know which, but I think it would just shut down or something. It would get to a certain temperature and boom, just shut off. It just wouldn't work anymore. While she's checking, if you want, let's see here. Oh, I forgot the title.
The Second Coming That Never Came and Never Will. Talking about end time prophecies and predictions. Rapture, Armageddon. I'm sorry. You just knew the title, didn't you?
That's all right.
Okay. Like I said, if the time needs to change...
I have to. That's the only time I have available is at that time.
Oh, it is? Okay. I'm going to say, if you had a little flexibility sooner or later.
Yeah. End time predictions. What was the rest of that? The end time predictions?
Okay. The Second Coming That Never Came and Never Will.
Right. I got that.
Okay. Just end time predictions. Armageddon. Dot, dot, dot.
Armageddon! Sorry.
Of course, there's new ones, you know.
Yeah. No, the Armageddon thing, there was this hoax that was played on the and this thing there. She's still checking.
Okay.
But anyway, there was this thing where they're... Let me see if I can find it. It's actually an audio clip.
Well, if she's visiting people too, we'll have to be very sure that we're on time and under an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. Too.
I told her. I said if we have any technical difficulties, it might run a little longer.
Yeah. Okay. And Glenn was not available.
I haven't heard back from him yet.
You haven't heard back from him. Okay. All right.
I haven't heard back from Glenn or...
His kids should just be starting school here pretty soon.
Yeah. Okay, here's the clip I was talking about when I went, Armageddon! This is the clip. Or not. I don't know if the thing's going to fucking load or not. Everything's just been running all fucking crazy lately. It's either not running at all or it's just... I have to reload it like 10,000 times. I'm just going to load it in the other browser. I don't watch a lot of YouTube videos from there, so it should load. Here it is. Okay, this is a media clip that was taken from a radio show. From a radio broadcast. Whoops, hang on. This is a general radio broadcast. I don't know where it came from. It, He attempts to read a story that allegedly was printed in the Los Angeles Times regarding a couple's attempt at felching, where a gerbil gone wrong ends up in the hospital visit. Come on, play.
Here's a fax from Cooter in Orlando, who sends me a copy of a story that appeared in the Los Angeles Times. He says, a prestigious newspaper, not the oft-maligned Weekly World News. Quoting the story, in retrospect, lighting the match was my big mistake, but I was only trying to retrieve the gerbil. Eric Tomaszewski told bemused doctors in the severe burns unit of Salt Lake City Hospital. Tomaszewski and his homosexual partner, Andrew Kinky Farnham, had been admitted for emergency treatment after a felching session had gone seriously wrong. I pushed a cardboard tube up his rectum and slipped Raggett, our gerbil, in, he explained. As usual, Kinky shouted out, Armageddon! My cue that he'd had enough. I tried to retrieve Raggett, but he wouldn't come out again, so I peered into the tube and struck a match, thinking the light might attract him. At a hushed press conference, a hospital spokesman described what happened next. The match ignited a pocket of intestinal gas and flame shot out the tube, igniting Mr. Tomaszewski's hair and severely burning his face. It also set fire to the gerbil's fur and whiskers, which in turn ignited a larger pocket of gas further up the intestine, propelling the rodent out like a cannonball. Armageddon!
Oh, God.
Thomas.
He's just trying to.
Tomaszewski suffered second-degree burns and a broken nose from the impact of the gerbil, while Farnham suffered first and second-degree burns to his anus and lower intestinal tract.
I have. I don't even think the story is even true, but it's just.
Peering into the tube and struck a match, taking the light might make the gerbil come out. So that's what felching is all about. Armageddon! Who said that? I didn't. Robert E. Raven on the John Bonvilli Show.
Oh, sorry, I almost restarted. Yeah, I don't know if that's even true. But whenever I hear the word Armageddon, that's the clip I think about. I think the story is a little. You know what? Thinking about it now that I've changed a little bit in my mindset. This is a very poor, tasteless radio broadcast. But it is kind of funny the way the guy just kept breaking up and everything. But I don't think this is I don't think this actually happened. I don't know for sure. But every time I hear the word Armageddon, that's what I think about. That's all. So
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. She judged for. Okay, good.
You're kidding.
Yeah, she's available.
Oh, that's so exciting. Okay. I think I'm going to send my entire family out of the house that night just to make sure that I don't have any problems. That's really awesome.
Excellent. We got Lee Lemon.
Oh, yes. I'm curious what she has to say about this, too, because, that's awesome. Sweet.
Uh, Let me get the title topic tour. Actually, we're going to change this more to the second coming that never came and never will. More end time predictions. Armageddon. I just made grab that clip. Just play it. Armageddon.
All right.
I may do that. I may not. I don't know.
Sounds good.
All the pictures she has are her flexing her muscles.
She's very fit. Mm-hmm. It's really awesome.
She is very fit. I'm a dough ball. I mean, I kind of have to be for my job. I don't want to be this weight. I really don't.
I didn't realize that was a requirement for driving.
Well, it is for where the place where I have to deliver to. It is. I'm serious. Is that the dock plates where I have to go to? Some of these plates are these things are like 50 years old and they're poorly maintained, and I have to step on them and get them to do stuff. And if I don't have any mass to my body, I can't get them to go down.
Oh.
Yeah. So I have to literally either get somebody else to stand on the thing with me, hopefully it'll bring it down, or I have to drag something heavy onto it, and that just takes more time.
Yeah, my problem with working out is I've got to develop a new habit. And it's very important, actually, that I do that. I keep getting distracted by life. So it's like, life and Facebook and...
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
it's just life and work, you know.
Well, I got out of the habit for the last decade. My hip had been degenerating so much that I just, you know, it was too painful to move in a lot of ways that I used to move. And I tried to keep active by walking, but that wasn't enough.
Yeah, so. You can't get on the tumble bars and do that anymore, huh?
Much to my husband's complaint. Yeah.
Honey, you can't hang from the ceiling like that anymore.
I just like we gotta sell the swing, honey. I'm sorry.
Oh no. I got a whole different swing in my head now.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's the same one. We had to replace the ceiling twice. I mean.
That's where you got those get those beams.
You gotta get the proper support in there. When things get really rocking. No.
Joe's going to kick himself. I'm going to tell him we have Lee Lemon, and he's going to kick himself. Actually, I think he'd kick himself even more if I had Bionic Dance on.
You know what? I bet if you told him you'd get that, he'd probably make some time. Wait, I have time? Go ahead and tell him. Tell him.
Do I tell him I had Bionic Woo-hoo! I got Bionic Dance?
Yeah.
No, I can't do that.
Tell him you have Lee Lemon. He wants... You know, that I like Lee very much. I'm looking forward to this, but I know Joe's been really excited about her being back on. If there's a regret I have, it's like, okay, you know, I'm still on for Friday, but you might let him know. Maybe he might reschedule whatever he has going on, because I know he wants to.
I just told him. I just sending it now. It's going out.
Good for you, because I think he might be able. You know, can you reschedule this?
He's going out to with his wife, so. And I could just hear he's like, "Honey, I kind of need to be on the show. I got to talk to this other woman." Okay.
Oh, that'll go over great.
That'll go over like a lead balloon or a fart in a bathtub.
Dang it! Now I kind of wish that we were rescheduling the time, because maybe. Never mind. Joe's wife probably would still not appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's gonna so kicking himself. He's gonna. Oh. It was like he just replied.
Damn it. Janet.
He just goes, this Friday?
I love you.
Wait, I want to see what he says. We're going to get this recorded.
I can say, please.
We're going to get this recorded. See what he says. He goes, this Friday? I'm wondering if he's going to say, I'm there. I wonder if he's going to say that. Oh, he's responding. Here it comes. You bastard, I hate you forever.
Oh, shit. Oh, I feel bad now. I'm conflicted. Oh, I have a sad face. I know Joe wanted to talk with Lee. Oh, crap. We'd better find out what he wanted to ask her, damn it. Janet.
He can always call in. Because. He knows what time it is. He's like, hey, I got to call in.
Hey, if he can call in to be in the chat room, he can be there, damn it.
No, remember we got that other thing there that you can call in on.
No.
Yeah. The live portion of the show where people can call in and talk.
Yeah. Well, if you can call in and talk, you can be there, damn it.
I can't believe that's
my option.
You bastard, I hate you forever. No, I was not expecting that. Hey, he made plans. He knew that we were going to do this Friday.
So, yeah, hey, that's not my fault. Yeah, but he didn't know it was going to be Lee.
Yeah, you know, should've.
Although, actually, no, kind of did, because when we've been talking with Lee, about being there for the Let's Talk thing.
Mm-hmm.
People we've already interviewed, so
yep.
If he came to the meetings, he would know this.
Yes, he would.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes.
I do feel bad about that, though.
Oh, well.
Hey. It's a real coup to get her, you know, being in South Korea and everything. So.
Yes, it is. It is really hard. I'm going to...
I better definitely study for this. I don't know if she has any opinions about this previously, so this will be fun.
I guess this will be interesting, yes.
Yeah.
Alrighty, I'm going to... I'm putting these two lists, the one from the Wiki and the one from the Rational Wiki, in this thing here. I haven't saved it yet. But I want to put that E... I'm going to open up and find that E one there. That's fucking hilarious. There it is.
That audio you played.
I'm again. So. Okay, I'm going to save this. If you want to throw some more into this, it'd be great. I'll let you do a little research on this, because tomorrow I'm going to be out on the road for about 6 to 8 hours. Possibly longer, because I'm taking my daughter back to college that day, so I'm going to be incommunicado, so...
Okay, and specifically about end times, more current end times?
Yes.
Things.
Yeah.
Current. Okay.
Let's see here.
Right.
Is there anything in this folder? Okay. Oh, that's a short news folder, that's why. Last show of the month topics. There we go. All right. Topic for April, May. When is this? Fucking what month is this? I forget.
We are in August. It's August. This is the last show for August.
All right. Topic for August 2015. The second coming that never came and never will. More end times predictions. Armageddon!
Never came and never will.
Never came, never will.
Satisfaction.
Well, denied. You know what? That's
satisfaction a, denied.
You know, it's a little bit of a misnomer because, if the end of the universe or 5 billion years from now, when the Earth is swallowed up by the sun, that would be the end of the world. So
unless our sun goes supernova before the rest of the universe. But for us, it's the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, and God, it's what gets me is that for human beings, though, it has less to do with the end of everything else as it has to do with the end of us.
Right.
I mean, that's what every religion banks on is it's our end or our, you know, whether, you know, you believe in reincarnation and we all go on. It's all about us. It's our termination. That's what, you know, and I guess I can't fault us for doing that because we're finite beings, so.
Right, and, you know, these are the things
you know,
that take
it's what's most important. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, no, it's, I was just going to expand on what you said. We are finite beings, and we think of this because, in a way, it's kind of fun to think about, you know, ways to try to see, or we put ourselves in this scenario, we're in this scenario, what can we do to prevent it?
Yeah.
Because as human beings, we don't just sit there and go, oh, I guess the world's coming to an end. I think I'm just going to go dig myself a hole and jump in. You know, I mean, collectively, overall, you're going to get the ones that are going to fucking freak out and they're going to, you know, drink bleach so they don't have to see the end of the world.
Or drink the cyanide Kool-Aid.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. Or whatever, you know. Because they've been talked, they've been convinced of something that was really stupid. So,
yeah. Well, and say it's. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about the topic. I don't want to overtalk it before we do it, and so I'm trying to make some notes here. Yeah.
But I've got a couple. I've got three links in there so far. But if you want to, it's in the long show folder.
Okay.
Last show of the month topics, and it's
not a problem. I will do that. I just am making notes here that I need to do that tomorrow.
Sure. yeah, you can work on that while I'm, you know, busting my ass. So.
Well then.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna be moving boxes and shit. I start doing some of that tonight. Actually, because we gotta leave right away in the morning. We don't have time to fuck around. So, as soon as I get done with this, I have to go do that. So, I was gonna also say that by the time this comes out, I'll be already back. So,
it's a time travel thing.
It's a time travel thing. I'm traveling through time.
There are police box. We don't question it.
Right. By the time you're hearing this, people. If anybody's actually still listening to this show, I had a wonderful trip, and I got to see my daughter's new residence of where she's staying, and it's different from the last place, and that's it. I can't tell you more than that, otherwise I'd have to, you know. I break the time space continuum rules, and I can't do that. I'm sorry. I'm bound by a sworn oath.
You're no longer a companion. Look
right.
At this,
I
look
can't.
At the sonic screwdriver. Mm-hmm. Your memory is erased.
Right. Yeah, exactly. If I tell you what exactly happened, then I lose my time travel status. I'm sorry. I can't do it. Hey, I got rules to follow, people.
They're rules. Rules, damn it.
Rules, Janet. Damn it. They're rules. I'm again.
I love you.
I'm again. Sorry.
You know, I'm sorry. My daughter and her friend watched Rocky Horror Picture Show the other night.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Oh, damn it, fun. Janet. I love you. Anyway.
All right. Anyway, we're literally on 2 hours now.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we've
I'm
been
sorry.
Recording. That's all right. Hey, we between the computer breaking down and trying to reach people, we ate up a little bit of time here, and they're trying to figure out what we're going to talk about. But
reaching mostly me.
Yes. Yeah. That's all right.
Yes.
At least anyway. I knew you were there. That's the difference.
Supposedly. I think I'm corporally here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is you were easier to get a hold of because I knew you were actually waiting for the call. So,
woohoo!
Yes. All right. We'll see you on Friday. If you like the show, go to patreon.com/packetpokesat and donate $1 to the show once a month. And if at least 5 people make a donation of $20 or more, I will put them into a drawing for a free Packet Pokesat sweatshirt or hoodie. So... donate, people. Donate today.
Woohoo.
Alrighty. We'll see you on Friday. Good night, everybody.
Good night.